with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, June 8th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstang. Coming your way tonight on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Boy, we've got a big Missouri River Conference softball doubleheader for you. The Lamar softball team gets set to take on a top 15 team in Class 4A and the first place team in the conference in Sergeant Bluff Luton. We'll have all the action of the doubleheader coming your way tonight on KLEM Radio, pregame at 5:20. First pitch of Game 1 is at 5:30. You can catch all the action between the Bulldogs and the Warriors in MRAC softball right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. Last night, the Galen Catholic softball team dropped their fifth out of six games with loss at home to South O'Brien by a score of 11-6. And of course, from our perspective, it can be very easy to look at the scoreboard and say, well, it was a bad game when it's not in your favor and a good game when it is. But head coach Victoria Smithson wants her team to ignore the scoreboard and understand that they did a lot of good things on the field last night.
I told them I was not disappointed. I told them not to look at the scoreboard. The way we played is what I asked for.
And the Jays did get down after an inning and a half, 2-0, but they were able to put together some strong innings offensively with 3 runs in the second, 2 runs in the third, and another in the fourth as part of a game that saw 5 lead changes in the first few innings. Coach Smithson says that shows that this team has a lot of fight.
It was amazing, and it kept the battle strong till we had a couple injuries at home. Other than that, I mean, the girls just kept fighting, never gave up.
And the Jays are now 3-6 overall, 1-2 in the Warrego Conference. Coach Smithson and the Jays take on Harris Lake Park tonight on the road for another conference matchup. And having lost 5 of their last 6, Coach Smithson's trying to encourage the team by highlighting all the things they've done right so far.
I just pick all the positive things, you know. Like I said, they do everything I ask them to do, you know, hitting, defense, everything, and they come through. The opposing team, I mean, their bats just were very good tonight.
You can catch the game, the Jays back at home on Monday when they'll host Trinity Christian. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday. Of course, all these scores, as they always are, on our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. We'll start in Warrego Conference softball last night, where the Hinton Blackhawks took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn by a score of 5-1. Got a good day at the plate from Ashlyn Kovarna. How about her? 3-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs for the upper class leader of the Blackhawks softball program, Kayla Siepersma. In the circle, 7 innings, allowing 2 hits, an unearned run. That was the only run for the Hawks, and 7 strikeouts in the victory for Hinton. Third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's made quick work of Trinity Christian, a 10-0 shutout in 6 innings. And West Sioux squeaked by Harris Lake Park for the Falcons' first win of the season, a 7-6 victory over HLP. To the Western Valley Conference softball scoreboard, great fight shown by Kingsley Pearson. Just did not quite have enough to take down 10th-ranked West Monona last night. The Spartans got the better of the Panthers there, 13-10. But you better not be sleeping on Kingsley Pearson in the Western Valley Conference this year. Especially after this contest, MVAOCOU beat 15th-ranked Ridgeview pretty convincingly, 9-4 last night. OABCIG shut out Whiting 10-0 in 5 innings, and River Valley doubled up Lawton Bronson 12-6. To the baseball scoreboard yesterday in the Warrego Conference, a lot of the similar schools going at it. Galen Catholic shut out South O'Brien, strong 7th win in a row for the Jays, remaining unbeaten in Warrego Conference play. The only team in the Warrego, by the way, to still be unbeaten in conference action. A 10-0 6-inning shutout of the Wolverines for the Jays. Gabe Wilson went 1-for-3. He doubled and drove in a pair of runs. David Bainosh went 1-for-2. He had a pair of RBIs. Wilson, Augustine, and Bainosh combined for a one-hitter in those 6 innings on the mound. They combined to strike out 9 batters. It was third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. They rolled over Trinity Christian last night, 15-1 in 5 innings. Jackson Bunkers went 2-for-3. He tripled and drove in 3 runs. Colin Holman, 2-for-3, hit a big fly and drove in 3 runs as well. Hunter Pick got the start. He went 4 innings, 2 hits, an unearned run allowed, and struck out 5. The Hinton Blackhawks beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night, pretty convincingly once again, 12-3, that final score. Glenn Carlson went 1-for-1, a double and 2 RBIs. Caden Barrett went 2-for-4. He drove in 2 runs. And, oh yeah, Dylan Hartman and Carter Warden did the same. They each drove in 2 runs in the contest for Hinton. West Sioux, they beat Harris Lake Park 7-1 in War Eagle Conference baseball yesterday. In the Western Valley Conference, second-ranked Kingsley Pearson easily remained unbeaten, an 18-2 victory over West Monona in 4 innings. The Panthers got great days at the plate all around. Boston Duskett at some point is going to hit for the cycle because he's come so close all season. He went 3-for-4, single, triple, homer, and 5 RBIs. Yeah, that's a pretty good day at the plate. Evan Newman went 2-for-3. He also went yard and drove in 3 runs. And Newman on the mound, 9 up, 9 down in 3 innings, allowing no hits, no runs, struck out 7. The Spartans were able to get their 2 runs in the 4th inning. OABCIG stomped Siouxland Christian yesterday, 17-1 in 4 innings. Ridgeview squeaked by MBAOCOU 3-2, and it was Woodbury Central beating Westwood 11-0. And finally, just an MRAC baseball score for you. It was Glenwood beating Sioux City West 5-4. To the Little League scoreboard from yesterday in junior girls action, the Falcons took down the Cardinals 10-4. Hawks over the Eagles 12-10. Major girls action, Aces over the Fever 10-5. Dream beat the Sky 16-6. Mystics beat the Liberty 10-2. Minor league girls action, the Thunder over the Storm 17-16. Avalanche beat the Sparks 20-6. The Hurricanes and the Lightning played to a scoreless tie, and the Comets, they were able to beat the Suns 16-10. Once again, all these scores are up on our website at KLAM1410.com. Under the Sports tab of the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Well, something we haven't been able to bring you yet, but we can today. It is the Missouri River Conference All-Conference Girls and Boys Soccer Teams. They were released on Tuesday. We've had them up on our website for a couple of days now, but let's run those down for you. Lamar's Community Girls Soccer had a pair of all-conference honorees. Zoe Wickup earned second-team all-conference honors, and Annalisa Vanderslice out of the back row was an honorable mention all-conference player. Zoe Wickup, of course, we know all about her Division I commit to South Dakota State. She played in only 8 games for the Bulldogs, nursing a bit of an injury throughout most of the year, but even with only playing 8 out of the 18 games for the Bulldogs this season, she led Lamar's in goals, assists, points, shot attempts, penalty kicks made, and shooting percentage, and an outstanding player, and she'll have more postseason accolades that will run down coming up tomorrow. Annalisa Vanderslice earned honorable mention all-conference honors as part of the fullback line for the Bulldogs. The Bulldog defense recorded 3 shutouts with her in the backfield and keeping would-be scorers at bay. The Bulldogs finished the year 7-11 overall and 1-6 in MRAC girls soccer play while bowing out in the regional semifinal to an eventual state tournament qualifier in Spencer. Once again, Zoe Wickup, second team all-conference honors. Annalisa Vanderslice, honorable mention all-conference honors for the Bulldog girls soccer team. And on the boys' side, Lamar's Community earned 3 postseason honors for the year, including their first-ever first-team all-conference honoree, Giovanni Cabongo, first-team all-conference player for the Bulldogs. Ben Martin was on the second team, and Elijah Doherty earned honorable mention all-conference. Cabongo, once again, highlighted the Bulldogs' season, leading the team in goals, assists, points, shots, and shooting percentage, and leading them to a program-best 7 wins on the year. Ben Martin, a new face to the Bulldogs soccer program this year, he was named to the second team for his efforts. Martin was the only other Bulldog outside of Giovanni Cabongo with double-digit goals on the year, scoring 10. Of his shots on net, 40% of them ended in the bottom, in the back of the net, an outstanding efficiency rate there offensively for Martin. Now, Elijah Doherty earned honorable mention honors in the fullback line for the Bulldogs. Doherty helped lead a back line that recorded a pair of shutouts on the season as part of their 5-0 start to the year. He also recorded a rare defenseman goal this season out of that back row for Lamar's Community. The Bulldogs finished the year 2-5 in Missouri River Conference play, finishing 6th in the MRAC schedule. You can check out the entire listing of Missouri River Conference all-conference soccer teams by going to our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, drop-down menu, click on Local Sports News. Now to the sports schedule for today. We'll go to softball in the Missouri River Conference and remind you our contest tonight brings you Sergeant Bluff Luton at Lamar's. Big doubleheader, first place and second place. We'll have it for you starting at 5:20 with pregame, 5:30 first pitch, and then we'll have game two following game one, of course. Sioux City West is at Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson and MRAC softball. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln's at Sioux City North, and Bishop Hedlund's at Sioux City East. In the War Eagle Conference, Galen Catholics at Harris Lake Park, MMCRU at Unity Christian, West Sioux is at Woodbury Central. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson is at Whiting, Lawton Bronson's at West Monona, Westwood's at Woodbine, OABCIG is at MVAOCOU, and River Valley is at Ridgeview. In baseball in the MRAC, Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Lamar's. I also want to highlight for those doubleheaders here in town, there's going to be a tailgate there as well. So dinner's on the Bulldog, so you're going to want to get out there. It's $5. You get a burger, hot dog, one of those chips, cookie, things like that. And great opportunity to have an easy supper and enjoy some baseball and softball. In MRAC baseball, again, it's Sioux City West at Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln's at Sioux City North, and Bishop Hedlund is at Sioux City East. In the War Eagle Conference in baseball tonight, MMCRU's at Unity Christian. A couple of War Eagle versus Western Valley matchups is Ridgeview's at Remsen St. Mary's, West Sioux's at Woodbury Central. And finally, in the Western Valley Conference, MVAOCOU's at Alta Aurelia, and Western Christian is at Westwood. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com, or better yet, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.